first question was, what inspired me to explore the ideal of creating a nonprofit or public service organization while incarcerated? Well, I was actually inspired by the lack of more healthy, reliable platforms that address the so many toxicity and issues that are present in my community today. As you know, gun violence is at an all-time high. Gang, that culture has just expanded to the point where it's just relentless. It's more of a trend now. And we don't have a lot of platforms that are taking those issues head on. We don't have individuals that are ready to get in the quote-unquote mud. And being incarcerated, I feel like I've already been in the mud out there. I've been a part of that culture. I've been a part of that lifestyle. So coming to prison, understanding where I went wrong and what led me to that lifestyle inspired me to come in here, better educate myself, work on myself, address the issues that I had. So now I'm better equipped to go out there and take on these responsibilities and issues head on. Because a lot of individuals, they're getting in the nonprofit game because they hear about the grant money that you get. They're not getting in the nonprofit business because they wake up inspired by it. They have empathy for it. They have a compassion to do this. They're getting in it for the money. They hear about how much you can get, and that motivates them to get involved. But they're not all the way involved. They're not actually putting their feet to the streets. They're not actually taking the time to get to understand the youth and understand the culture. And that's what really inspired me to create my nonprofit, which is called A Kid's Blueprint to Success. My unique perspective from being incarcerated can contribute due to my experience, my resources, and my ability to be innovative and create and inspire others. I've walked the walk on both sides of the gate, like I said. However, I'm school book smart, educated, and I'm also proficient in self-help. Everything from relapse prevention, anger management, denial management, gang awareness, conflict resolution, victim awareness, domestic violence, parenting, you name it. I've taken that group, I've facilitated that group, and I've trained other facilitators. So I believe that being incarcerated, getting this knowledge, applying this knowledge, I feel like my contribution to the nonprofit sector to address these social issues would be more effective than a person who just per se read a book but didn't have the experience. Had the experience but didn't get the proper training to understand source material to take to the community. I feel like I have both of those, and they go hand in hand. And that's what makes me better qualified as a unique person to come home and do that.